this is going to the show, and I'm just a regular guy. So I saw the new movie, Ford versus Ferrari. This is a cool movie. It's in the 60s. It's California car culture with awesome race cars and awesome guys that built them and raced them. And I got to tell you, this movie, it just ain't for the gearheads. But if you like a well-made throwback to the kind of movies they just don't make like this very often anymore, you know, with the big stars, a great story, white-knuckle action that is believable and where nobody gets shot, then this is a movie you should see. It's the true story of the stodgy Ford Motor Company, who, with a steady parade of Falcons moving down the assembly line, wanted to pizzazz things up. So they tried to buy the company, Ferrari, you know, the Italian company. And when they got screwed on a deal, Henry Ford II decided to destroy Enzo and his company at Le Mans, the most famous road race in the world. But they don't know how to do that. They don't know nothing. So they hired a legendary Carroll Shelby, played by Matt Damon, doing an awesome Tommy Lee Jones impersonation, by the way. But they want him to build a car for the Ford racing team. Shelby was the only American to win at Le Mans, and he knew what was what about everything. So he's got this driver, right? The best driver. Only thing, it's a nutty, crazy, loose cannon by the name of Ken Miles, an English guy played by a nutty, crazy Christian Bale. Ford wants nothing to do with this guy. You know, one Ford exec calls him a beatnik. But him and Shelby, they build the car with a lot of pushback from the suits. They still pretty much get to do what they want to do, and it all boils down to Le Mans in 1966. And it is one fun, exciting, and incredibly well-made movie. Bale is terrific. He's always throwing a wrench into things. In fact, there's a scene where he actually throws a wrench into things. But come on, you gotta be crazy to push a car to 7,000 RPMs. And Le Mans is an actual road race. It ain't on a track. It's day and night. It's rain and sun, whatever. So that makes it all really exciting. Damon is very good in this too. He realizes how he's gotta play the politics. And also in his Chicago, when Tracy Letts steals the movie, is Henry Ford. They call him the Deuce. And he's a big, powerful presence until he climbs into a GT2 240 with Shelby, and they go for a spin. Oh my God, I tell you what, this scene, I bet you it gets Letts an Oscar nomination. I really do. Well, this movie leaves most racing movies stalled in the pit, as far as I'm concerned. And after you see it, when you get into whatever car it is you own in a parking lot, you're going to feel like you're driving one of those Ford Falcons coming off the assembly line. I know! I used to have one. It's Ford versus Ferrari. Great movie. Now, you want to hear some of my other reviews? Those are at 93XRT.com. Get them on a podcast. And I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.